Welcome back in. Final hour of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Elijah Campbell here with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee, discussing the big trade, Julio Jones to the Tennessee Titans. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in the great Nate Washington, former Titans wide receiver. Nate, what's going on, brother? How we doing?
Fellas, how y'all doing? Good morning, man. I'm excited. It's a new day in Titanland, man. I'm ready. I'm ready like I'm playing again.
I think you've got us all fired up now, Nate. Like, what do you we'll start with the simple question. What do you think of this move to bring in Julio Jones for the Titans? How does this transform this team, this offense, and what it can be, in your opinion?
Outstanding acquisition in the offseason for the Titans. Here's the thing for me. I think it's actually going to affect both sides of the ball. You know, with all due respect for the guys that are coming in and, you know, are trying to put their hand in the pot to create something, you know, special for this year for the new guys like Josh Reynolds and those other guys that are acquiring in the receivers room. You know, I think it's kind of a situation where this is just not a Pro Bowl caliber receiver. This is not a team captain that they just acquired. This is a perennial Hall of Famer. Really still with something in the tank, in my opinion. You know, knowing personally, knowing the game, knowing how it is, you know, things get affected and changed as mentally first. And I know a lot of fans have been, you know, wondering or interested if he'll be healthy, only playing 9 games last year. But, you know, I'm pretty sure the focus will be that he's, you know, fully accountable for all 17 games, 18 games, how many they ever have this year, because there's going to be a renewal of his confidence, a renewal of his want to. You know, he's going to understand that he's now with a playoff caliber team, you know, coming just game short of making it to the Super Bowl. And I'm pretty sure that'll put an extra drive in Julio. But I also feel like it will drastically affect and change the defense in a way. Hear me out. This offense will now not only be able to sustain drives, but they will be able to control the tempo and the time of possession of a lot of games. Having Derek and AJ by themselves were going to be obviously a tremendous help to this offense. You know, they were going to try to find their way through, in my opinion. You know, with the loss of Corey, the loss of Janu, they were definitely going to have to find some different guys to step up and make plays. But now this gives them the opportunity with a outstanding quality guy of Julio on the other side that you can't stack the box, you can't double AJ, and you can't actually double Julio either, because you still have obviously the true strength in what Derrick Henry does and what AJ brings to the table. So I think it's going to be outstanding for them to control the time of possession. And when you do that in a game, it's going to affect the other team's offense. You know, they're going to understand that they're going to have to be impactful when they're on the field. And if they don't, you know, if there's any 3-and-outs, if there's any, you know, 5-6-and-outs, you know, that the Titans defense can put together, then it's going to be difficult for the other teams to get in on the field, get continuity, get in the flow of the game, and understand that they can stick in it. You know, I really think that this will affect both sides of the ball. I think this will be a great acquisition also for Ryan Tannehill, for him to continue to open up his plethora of involvement that he's been able to bring to the table to the Titans since being there, from being traded from Miami. I think this will affect the Titans on every facet of the game, and I think this will be outstanding.
So, Nate, how do you think defensive coordinators are going to deal with the Titans? And what do you think this will – how do you think this will impact Derrick Henry in particular, who, of course, has seen so many stacked boxes last couple of years?
Well, even with Corey being there, you know, I think, you know, with all due respect to Corey and his hard work, I think Derrick still obviously faced a ton of 7-8-man boxes. You know, those are situations in which, you know, defensive coordinators put an extra man off, oftentimes the defensive back down in the box where the offensive line is to try to stop the run, for those fans that don't know. But, you know, with Corey being on the outside, I think a lot of defenses were still able to accomplish that, you know, because typically when you do that, it takes away a guy from the coverage end of the game. You know, you put a defensive back in the box, make him accountable for the run. Now you're relying on the rest of those three guys in the secondary basically to hold up their own end by themselves. Well, with this situation, you know, well, previously with the situation, excuse me, I think, you know, they were able to do that. You know, AJ coming along, them not really knowing and not giving him the respect that he deserves, putting one guy on him, putting one guy on Corey, then having a guy just freelance in the middle of the field to obviously try to stop both of them. But you can't do that with a Julio Jones. You can't match Julio up one-on-one. And with that being said, once you do match Julio up in one-on-one, I think AJ has the outstanding ability right now on a perennial Pro Bowl level to impact the game. He's not just a guy that's going to move his sticks. He's going to be a guy that's going to take a 5-6 yard slant and take it to the house. How does that affect Derek? It's going to take away those guys out the box. You know, you're not going to see too many 8-9 man boxes of trying to stop Derek Henry. I really feel like a lot of teams will take the situation with the Titans playing ground and pound and allow Derrick Henry to, you know, try to get his thing going over the big impact that the receivers on the outside can have. You know, those big plays and 40-yard passes, 60-yard passes, you know, those big play action plays that are going to impact this offense now, I think it's going to be tremendous feat for those defenses to come in and try to stop. There's definitely going to be some adjustments that are going to be made from the defensive end. I think they're going to have to find a solution other than putting another man in the box. I think a lot of it will be alignment and assignment dealing with this Titans run game and their zone and downhill run game. But obviously, there's definitely going to be some huge adjustments that are going to be made from the defensive coordinators that are going to be facing the Titans this year.
Former Titans wide receiver Nate Washington on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Nate, that leads us to the question that a lot of fans have been asking us all day long. What does this mean for the Titans in terms of the big picture? We know how much change there's been on defense. We know how bad the defense was last year. Right. Bud Dupree is in. You pretty much changed the entire secondary, pretty much, outside of Kevin Byard. Now Julio right. coming in on offense. As you look around the rest of the AFC, the NFL, what does this move do for the Titans? Where are they in your mind in terms of legitimate Super Bowl contenders?
Well, I'm pretty sure that every coach, every player in that locker room and that organization right now understands that there's still a ton of work to do. You know, you get some new faces in, you change up some philosophies of guys that you may have had doing different things. But at the end of the day, if you don't do the work, you know, there is no playoffs. There is no Super Bowl run. Here's the thing. I think the most pressure and the most, you know, the situation being the heaviest on right now is Coach Todd Downing.
Yep.
You know, being new in his position right now, I think previously, prior to the Julio acquisition, I think, you know, he was finally in a position where he was the new guy. Let's fill his way in. Let's figure out what philosophy would be great with the guys that, you know, we have. I think a lot of times it's difficult for those type of coaches to not be in the fire yet and just have a philosophy. You can go out and have an awesome day in practice and think that things are going well, guys are picking up your offense, but then that first game, it just explodes, you know. So it's going to be a heavy deal for Coach Todd Downing, you know, especially now having Julio in, because the expectation changes. It's no longer, is this team going to sustain? Is this team going to be the same with Arthur Smith leaving? How will this affect Ryan Tannehill? And let's fill him out. I don't think that will be the same expectation. I think with the accusation of Julio, it changes things to, okay, we will be the established offense that we need. There will be no stopping either our pass game or run game. And that's going to obviously start with Coach Todd Downing. He's going to have to put those guys in position to make the plays. His offense is definitely going to have to find continuity and sync with the physical talent that these guys have. And to be quite honest with you, doing that and accomplish that and trying to accomplish that in a practice setting is difficult. You know, it's difficult to go out and actually see what each guy is going to bring to the table and how they fit with each other. Even with Julio, you know, he's not the same, you know, young buck, second year, third year Julio. You're going to have to find out what it is that he does, you know, that's going to be in continuity with what AJ does and what, you know, is going to be able to counterattack whatever the defense does to try to stop Derrick Henry. You know, it's going to be a big change offensively for this team. Now, defensively, I think you just have a lot of guys that have filled in position right now that are a little more established name-wise, but I think they're still going to have to put in the work. You know, Bud coming off of the ACL tear and him trying to get back in football, I've seen clips. He looks outstanding. He's moving well. But once again, we're talking about live action bullets. You know, we're talking about live in-game action. Practice looks good. training looks outstanding, but until it's actually fourth down and three on the goal line, we won't know where he actually stands. So those things will have to come along, you know, as time goes. But I'll say this, all in all, I'm excited about the guys that they have working in the building right now. I think, you know, some of these acquisitions of names that they've acquired, I think those guys would be, you know, surgeons for both offense and defense. I'm actually excited even about seeing what Janoris will bring to the secondary. I think he has the fortitude and the attitude to bring, you know, to the back end, similar to what Malcolm had. You know, those things are going to truly affect that secondary and get them to play better. You know, when you get confident guys in there that can make plays. We'll see, obviously, if the philosophy has changed, because obviously if you watched any Titans games last year, it wasn't just all talent. You know, it was some strategic things that they did as well defensively that kind of had fans and, you know, us as media content people were kind of confused. You know, how are we going off coverage on fourth and one and our DBs are sitting at 8-9 yards? Like, those type of things hopefully would change with new coordinator. But, you know, all in all, I'm definitely looking for this Titans team to make a huge impact in the playoffs. I think Super Bowl run will come down to whether they find each other throughout the season. Obviously, adding another game would give them opportunity to do that throughout the season. But, you know, this there's going to be a ton of work to be done. You know, this season is definitely going to rely on Ryan and his evolution and finding out how he can impact with Julio and AJ at the same time. I think if Firster is going to definitely be a true asset for this team now that Jonnu is gone, he's definitely going to have to be accountable at that tight end position. And a lot of things have changed, but definitely looking for a positive playoff run and hopefully a shot at that Super Bowl this year for the Titans.
Nate, you mentioned the impact on the defense in terms of, you know, that pressure on the opposing offenses and also time of possession, you know, sustaining drives, tempo. What about just these young corners day after day, you know, in camp, seeing these two guys? What do you think that will do for them?
Outstanding. I think it's going to be great for them. You know, for young Caleb, especially, I'm going to be honest with you, especially with this talk that he has right now, I'm pretty sure those practice sessions will get pretty intense. And when those type of things happen, practice is the game. You know, you just basically go in there and practice, and I'm 110%. This is how Coach Vrabel conducts his practices, not only because of me playing under Coach Vrabel while he was our linebackers coach in Houston, but also coming under the Belichick tree and understanding how Coach Belichick ran his practices. And each guy, coach that has, you know, learned under Coach Belichick understands that practice must look like gameplay. You know, you don't reserve yourself for practice and then think that you're going to flip a switch on game day. So with that being said, for the young defensive backs that will be on this team right now to face a Julio Jones in practice and then turn right around and have to cover AJ, you know, that's a huge task for a Monday through Friday type of ordeal. You know, I'm going through goal line practices, red zone practices, third down practices, and those type of situational football instances. That's going to put those young guys in a position to understand what Sunday is going to look like. That constant attack, that constant one-on-one game, and, you know, the one-on-one drill period, I think it'll be great facing some Pro Bowl established guys that are hungry enough to still go out and work their tail off to make sure they're accountable for this season. That's definitely going to make those young guys better.
Well, Nate, you've gotten us all fired up. I think you got Titans fans fired up as well. It's going to be exciting to see Julio Jones come in here and see what he can do with this offense. Nate, appreciate you so much for taking time to join us this morning.
Oh, no doubt, man. I was excited when Ryan hit me up and asked me to come on. This was the perfect thing to talk about, man. This Julio impact is going to be outstanding, to, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having me, guys,
hey,
as always.
No problem. Nate Washington, former Titans wide receiver, has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Excellent breakdown of Julio Jones to the Titans. When we come back, we'll react a little bit more to what Nate had to say there and ask the question, are the Titans now legitimate Super Bowl contenders with Julio Jones in the mix? We'll get into that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.